WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 43 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police report with information provided by the community and the Texas Rangers. They have identified the male suspect accused of attempted kidnapping Sunday afternoon in the Bell store at Post Oak Mall. According to CSPD, investigators are currently speaking with the man, and it is believed that there is no further danger to the public at this time. No other details have been released. A Fort Worth man faces execution in Huntsville tonight.
James Bigby faces death for fatally shooting Michael Trackle and suffocating his four-month-old son Jason on Christmas Eve in 1987 at their Arlington home. Just a few hours later, he killed two other men. He believed Trackle and the two others were conspiring against him in a workers' comp case he filed. Bigby was never tried for the other two murders. At his trial in 1991, Bigby grabbed a loaded gun from behind the judge's bench during a court recess and tried to kidnap the judge. Barring an appeal, Bigby will be the fourth inmate executed in Texas this year. Charlie Hodges, TSN News.
Recent action by the College Station City Council to approve new apartment complexes in the Tower Point area raises the question, what can citizens do to so-called save their neighborhoods?
That process is done through the Planning and Development Services Department, and it's called an overlay. And basically, it's a zoning overlay on top of the current zoning that you have.
College Station Neighborhood Services Coordinator Barbara Moore says an overlay can require new structures to look like existing ones in the area and fit the character of the current neighborhood. Two neighborhoods in College Station have an overlay, one on Holloman near the Lincoln Recreation Center and the Glen Haven neighborhood off University Drive. For more information, visit cstx.gov/planning. Yesterday, contractors began a seal coating project in the city of Bryan. Public Works Director Jason Barfneck says they have identified 42 streets to receive the treatment.
It's just a preventative maintenance treatment to the asphalt streets to extend their life. Kind of a low-cost preventative maintenance measure that we use as a tool here at the city of Bryan for our streets.
Barfneck says work will be performed weekdays from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. and is anticipated to continue for 6 weeks, weather permitting. Residents will be notified 48 hours in advance as contractors move from one area to the next. A list of streets is online at WTAW.com. A prolonged budget gap between the House and Senate begs the question, is it time to use Texas's rainy day fund? State Representative Kyle Cassell on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says a conference committee has already agreed to put a floor on the fund.
So we could utilize down to $7.5 billion. As long as we leave 7.5 in there, that gives you an opportunity to look at that when we need it. And when you've got an $8 billion, you know, arguably anywhere between $5 and $8 billion gap between the two budgets, you know, there's going to be a need for it.
Cassell says the budget will be settled in conference committee by April or May. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 43 degrees. Be part of the show. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
It's madness, I tell you. Madness. And it's all March long.
So, what's up with him?
Oh, he just heard about the Paradise Oasis Pools March Pool Sale.
Okay, so what's the big deal?
For the entire month of March, Paradise Oasis Pools is offering an in-ground pool with decking and all Hayward pool equipment with PebbleTech pool finish for only $32,000.
That is madness.
To see these beautiful pools and take advantage of this madness in March, go to ParadiseOasisPools.com. Some restrictions apply.
Due to the overwhelming response to evening and weekend appointments, University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you. Award-winning UPA, open 7 days a week. Click on upadocs.com for a complete listing of operational hours. University Pediatrics Association, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Good morning, it's 7:10, Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Checking some weather, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Plenty of sunshine is expected today with high temperatures topping out in the middle 60s. Mostly clear skies tonight. Lows will drop back to around 50 degrees. Wednesday will feature a mixture of sunshine and clouds, just a little bit milder with a high getting near 70. Becoming partly to mostly cloudy Wednesday night, lows will drop into the middle 50s. And mostly cloudy and breezy on Thursday, scattered showers are expected to develop with a high in the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie women's basketball heading to its 12th straight NCAA tournament. Hear a little bit from Coach Gary Blair as the ladies gear up to take on Penn this Saturday night, and I'll tell you where you can hear the game, of course. Also, baseball heads to Austin to take on Old Foe, Texas. They'll be looking to win for the second straight year. They beat the Longhorns here in extra innings last season, so hopefully it's another big one tonight, as well as Aggie softball's on the road taking on Memphis. And Baylor continues to be in a little bit of hot water. Boy, they just can't seem to buy a staff member staying out of trouble. All that more coming up in sports.
Hope he didn't have a house yet. Hope he hadn't bought a house.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, he got hired in February. By all of my Googling research,
yeah,
I've been able to determine that he's 29 or 30.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
So either way, teenager.
Older than a teenager.
Yeah, yeah. Which if the yeah. teen's 18, 19, whatever, it's still a pretty big age gap there.
All right, so there you go. Got that. So, first daughter, Ivanka Trump. So popular in China, thousands of Chinese women are getting plastic surgery so they can look like her.
Sounds about right.
Because she looks so Asian.
And that's the thing. I mean, we're talking major work.
Major work. I mean, are they dyeing their hair blonde?
Well, but that plastic surgery means, you know.
Well, I know, like actual facial reconstruction.
Yep.
Right.
I don't think that's the only thing. But
yeah.
And then they'll all look like each other.
Oh, wait.
Oh, so that won't work.
I mean, okay. She's a good-looking woman, so.
She's very attractive. That's not the deal. It's just 10 years from now, will anybody understand why you look like that?
Love yourself.
Yeah, there you are. Okay, so Monday, the Animal Adventure Park announced there were significant changes in April.
Yep.
Okay.
I forgot to pull her up this morning.
Okay, pull that up this morning. You see, the update stated the changes were significant enough to warrant a visit from a vet.
I did watch the update with the vet.
Okay.
And he just kind of, still pregnant.
Okay.
Still pregnant.
All right. Okay.
I missed it.
And I
checked on her before I went to bed last night.
Okay.
And I did hear that there were some rumors on Facebook that a raised tail meant that it could be soon.
Okay.
Her tail looked totally normal
or
to
gas.
Me.
Or gas. I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, that too. A little
just
too
saying.
Much alfalfa.
Yeah.
I don't think we knew. Did we know that April was 15 years old?
Yes.
Whoa.
And
oh,
I
okay.
told. And Oliver is only 5.
Now, what
ooh,
is the life?
A cougar.
Right? She is. It's very scandalous.
It's a cougar giraffe.
A cougar giraffe. This is her 4th calf.
Okay.
This is Oliver's 1st. So he might be a little bit more nervous than the actual expecting mother.
Hey, Zach. She's all over this, isn't she?
No, I mean, this is great coverage. I'm learning more about giraffes.
Play by play, let me tell you.
Did you see the tweet, I think, of the woman who was pregnant and had, like,
yes.
the giraffe head?
Yes.
What?
And it was basically
mimicking
April. Oh, man, it's hilarious.
So, basically, this woman in South Carolina, she was 9 months pregnant.
Okay.
And there is a video of her walking around her bedroom with her bare belly completely exposed. And she has a giraffe mask, like giraffe head, over hers.
Wow.
And so mimicking April. Well, she gave birth last week, I believe, and even took a picture for her social media of her holding her human baby with her giraffe mask still on in the hospital.
There you are.
Is pretty great.
Making that happen.
Yeah.
Once again, in 10 years, she's going to have to try to explain that to somebody.
Oh, right. Man. Well, there was this giraffe that, the world was, all
fortunately, with the internet, it'll still be there. And there'll be plenty of video of.
I'm sure that'll make the
child feel so much better.
Yeah.
So
now,
April
is located in Harpersville, New York, which, up there they're getting snow.
Oh,
it's 20
yeah.
degrees. So, I mean, she's obviously inside, but still.
All right. Now, this is not over. ASPCA or somebody's going to be in the middle of this before it's over.
Well, they already have. That's kind of how April became famous.
Oh, okay.
Was because a animal rights organization wanted them to take down the live stream because it was, sensitive content.
It's invading her privacy.
It's invading her privacy.
Okay.
So then when they said, no, we're going to put it back up, YouTube allowed the video, the stream to go back live.
Good.
That's when it became kind of a deal. So if anything, it was really good news for this animal adventure park.
I'm wondering how many people really want to just check out a live bird.
See, the thing is,
via video.
Right. I don't, because there are videos out there. There's one that always pops up on the side of suggested videos. Videos of one in Dallas.
Yes.
Well, no, when you're looking at the live stream.
Yeah.
No one, I don't think, really wants to see the actual birth. Some people might. It's just the fact that now we've all been waiting so long.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of at least seeing when it begins.
Yeah, just shoot me a pic of the baby after it's come out.
It's clean and cute and wobbling around.
Okay. So the life expectancy of healthy giraffes is about 25 years in the wild.
Okay.
Okay, so
in the wild.
In the wild. So she's at, at 15, she's in the prime of her her life.
Oh, yeah.
Now, are we going to name the giraffe baby?
There will be a contest.
Okay.
There will be a contest to help name the calf. I don't know. I'm sure they'll wait until it's born. I don't know if they know if it's a boy or a girl, but... I would think ultrasound.
Yeah, you're not doing an ultrasound on a pregnant.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
doubt
it. In the same way as Bodie McBoatface.
Now, speaking of.
Yeah, I was about to segue.
Well, that's right. Bodie McBoatface actually hit the water, right?
Yep.
Did what it's supposed to do, which is go out.
Boated?
And, go out and
be a boat.
Be a boat. All right, where'd I put that?
Cool.
I know. All the paper is white, so it looks the same to me. Have you got that story nearby?
Yeah, I've got the Fox News.
Let me hear it.
Unmanned submarine named Bodie McBoatface, following a high-profile viral campaign the last year, is about to set sail on its first mission. Grabbed headlines, of course, across the world.
Because that's what they named it.
Yeah, it was organized by the UK's Natural Environment Research Council. $284 million ship's mission, celebrating British naval history.
Okay.
Officials blocked the name. Royal Research Ship is what they've named it.
But Bodie McBoatface is so much more fun.
Yeah, and I'm trying to find what exactly it's supposed to be doing.
Well, a trip to Antarctica, I found this, to chart
some
of the ocean's deepest and coldest ocean waters in an effort to understand how they affect climate change. Oh, good. So there, the British government overruled the poll of Bodie McBoatface.
Only,
but we're
only $284 million, by the way. So there you
Is that right? Well,
yeah.
There. Well, we're going to call it that no matter what. They want to name it after David Attenborough, who's the naturalist guy from England, but Bodie McBoatface is much more.
And by the way, he's operating it.
Oh, yeah?
So David Attenborough will be operating Bodie McBoatface.
So it's like and it's like a PlayStation, right? I mean, you got to have a little controller.
Yeah, it actually seems like it'd be pretty cool to operate.
No, that's unless you have a son who's an Air Force
into
pilot.
Something.
Yeah.
Who thinks that kind of stuff? Yeah, that stuff's not fun. You're supposed to have people doing that rather than having remote controls out there. All right, inspired by Matt Damon's potato farming prowess in the movie The Martian, beer conglomerate Anheuser-Busch has now announced plans to brew its Budweiser beer on Mars.
What?
Yeah, it's
really?
A publicity stunt that was unveiled at that thing over in Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Eater.com says that Budweiser executives are investigating microgravity techniques for brewing beer in space.
Who cares? Why do you need to do that?
And then, what, are you going to bottle it?
It's I think that's kind of cool. I don't know.
How much can
I really
you
like
make?
Beer.
Would you
I
pay don't... extra for moon beer?
Yeah.
Or Mars beer?
I mean, I mean you've got to somehow, some way
be able
to... Do you
think it's
going
to taste better?
It just, it's cool. That's cool. I think it is.
Brewers in particular seemingly
I hate space.
obsessed with the idea of going into space. In 2015, Heineken launched one of its beers into space just because they could.
Yeah, okay.
And earlier that year, Nakase Brewing created a beer using yeast that had survived a journey into space and back. See, that I could see doing it. But,
okay, yeah, but sending your, launching your beer into space, isn't that like littering on an astronomical level?
Oh, there's plenty of trash up there. It doesn't matter.
My thought is, though, the process takes some room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like they have a lot of extra space, do they?
In what, space? There's what, plenty of space.
I'm talking about inside the capsule, though.
Oh, yeah.
Where are they going to do that? They're going to park it outside? It's going to be like hanging out of the side?
Yeah, and I mean, it's going to take a lot of time, obviously, because Mars is 249 million miles from Earth. So it's gonna take a while before they finally get all the equipment up there.
Don't you think that maybe they're just going to make the beer and then they'll make it in Mars later? I mean, shouldn't they kind of do a beta version of the beer first?
Isn't that cheating?
Well,
the whole point is to brew it in Mars.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, is it a different recipe?
Actually, the whole point of it is a publicity stunt.
Yeah, I don't think they're actually going
to
drink
it. It's for us
it.
To talk about it, which is exactly what's going
they
on.
They got what they wanted.
Well, yeah, while we're talking about South by Southwest, a company has unveiled Bluetooth-connected shoes that constantly upload data to the cloud.
Oh, that's safe.
Yeah, the shoes connected to an app that offers interactive walking experiences.
It also tells everyone where you are at all times.
Data tracking games there as well. So that ought to be just perfect. Speaking of security, Facebook yesterday said that it's updated all its policies to explicitly ban developers from using its data for surveillance tools. An ACLU report that was released back in October found that Facebook, Twitter, Instagram provide feeds of user data to social media monitoring programs that are used by police to track racially charged protests that took place in Oakland and Baltimore. The group called on the companies to make changes that ensure this type of situation doesn't happen again. So are we talking that this was a flash mob that caused these things to happen? Is that what they're saying? They followed a bunch of people who were going to this place? Anyway, Facebook's core business is advertising. Also provides developers with access to public feeds that are used to monitor trends and other public happenings. One of those developers created monitoring products marketed to law enforcement to track activities.
Big Brother's always watching.
Oh.
Especially when you have GPS shoes.
Yep.
Makes it easy for
Call my special shoes.
Yeah, well, and they're not cheap, I'm sure. All right, in the next half hour, I think we're going to do an entire segment on eating.
Yes.
Just nothing but food.
Tater chips.
And now let me see. We've got, when does the play-in is tonight, is that right?
Yes, those is the first two games.
All right.
So the first four teams.
Okay, and then I've got an entirely new NCAA bracket.
Uh-oh.
From higher education.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, a runner from Oregon named Forrest Smithson won the 110 hurdles in the 1908 Olympics.
1908?
Yeah.
Okay.
Carrying a Bible as he ran.
Oh.
In the hurdles.
Must have been a Southern Baptist.
Yeah. Did you know that every British king and queen has a second birthday?
Really?
I want another birthday.
Inauguration day or something?
Well, here's the deal, is they want to make sure if their real birthday is not in the summer, then they give them one in the summer so that they can be assured of good weather for their birthday parade.
Well, what if they are in the summer? Then do they get second one somewhere else?
No, I think
else?
They just keep it.
Well, that would suck for me.
Why?
Because my birthday's in June.
Yeah, see,
mine's
it.
In the summer,
too. Okay, well, but neither of y'all are British royalty,
but
right?
I want a second birthday, Scott.
Well, you might be able to do that. You could do that. Queen Elizabeth's real birthday is April 21st, but her official birthday is held on a Saturday in June, as they say.
A Saturday in June.
She just gets to pick one.
Well, yeah. Pick a day.
When the weather's going to be nice for her parade.
So do you know where Pez got its name?
Ooh, no, but I used to collect them.
Did you? How many did you have a collect of
the
little things? Oh,
man. I mean, at least 100.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And
I still get them occasionally for, like, Christmas gifts.
Man, okay.
Where are the other 94?
Some storage place hidden in my parents' house.
Okay.
I don't know.
Right,
it's a big Tupperware box.
Okay. Garage sale of the future,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Well, Pez Candies, P-E-Z Candies, got their name from the German word for peppermint, which is like
Pez-mints
or something like that. But they took a P, which it started with, and a Z, which it ends with, and they put, you know, an E in the middle, and that's how they got Pez.
Now, is the person who created it German?
You know, I'm not sure about that.
Hmm.
If only there were a way.
Yeah.
You could find out about that. And so now, did you display these actively in your room for a while? Is that it?
No, I don't even think I had, like, a cool display of them. I just, they were all kind of sat in a box in my closet.
All right. Hello?
Hello? On the British birthday thing?
Yes.
It doesn't do any good because it's still cold and wet in June.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area, let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard, do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller, and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end, beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Let's check some weather at 726. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Much like yesterday, going to be a pretty nice day after it warms up some. We will get to 66 today with lots of sunshine. And winds out of the northeast at about 5 miles an hour. 48 for a low temperature tonight. Then on Wednesday, we're looking at 70, near 75 for Thursday, and right at 80 for Friday and Saturday is what they're telling us. Currently, winds are out of the north at 10. We've got 43 degrees and a chill factor of 37.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, the Democrat mayors across the country are rushing to the cameras to declare their loyalty to sanctuary cities. All told, there are about 300 Democrat-run cities and counties that have adopted this lawless sanctuary policy. Chicago's Rahm Emanuel reassured the illegal population they were safe and secure in his city. Chicago has in the past been a sanctuary, and it will always be a sanctuary city, he said. Mayors of New York, Los Angeles, Seattle, Philadelphia, and San Francisco all said that they will defy federal immigration law. They promised to keep illegal immigrants from being deported. They were reacting to President Trump reaffirming his plan to enforce immigration law, starting with those who have criminal records. Now, you would think that that would be celebrated in Chicago, which is closing in on a record 4,000 shootings this year. And where the budget is such a mess, they're struggling to keep schools open. Speaking of budget, if Trump stops federal funding to sanctuary cities, as he promised, San Francisco alone could lose $1 billion. But to Democrats, federal money is secondary. Our laws mean nothing. As long as Democrats see illegal aliens as voters, Democrat voters, the party will stop at nothing to protect them. Since Democrats lost the white working class, illegals, they think, are their ticket to power. It's going to be an ugly battle in an even uglier war. But for the first time in years, we're actually going to fight the damn thing.
It's about time.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is going to sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's a reality. Imagine, you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes. You reach in, you think you're going to get your tax refund, only to find that somebody's already filed and gotten your return. Identity thieves can use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. Now, last year, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected tax refund fraud due to ID theft. Now, thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or any other time. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody is better than LifeLock. Join now and get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/rush. That's LifeLock.com/rush or call 1-800-440-4833 and use the promo code RUSH.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. We're down to 41 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police have identified the man accused of attempted kidnapping at Post Oak Mall Sunday afternoon. According to the CSPD report, investigators were aided immensely by information provided by the community and the Texas Rangers, and they were able to find the suspect and are speaking with him. No other details have been released. The city of Bryan began a street project yesterday that should take, weather permitting, about 6 weeks to complete. Public Works Director Jason Barfneck says portions of 42 streets will receive a preventative maintenance treatment called seal coating.
They'll put some oil down first, and then they'll apply the rock to give better skid resistance and put a moisture barrier down to essentially to cover the cracks up that are on these streets.
Barfneck says residents will receive advance notice when workers move from one area to the next. Work will be performed 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays. You can see a list of affected streets online at WTAW.com. It's no secret the Twin Cities are growing and rapidly. Along with an increase in population comes a need for additional housing. But existing homeowners are not always happy with new development around their neighborhoods. College Station's Neighborhood Services Coordinator Barbara Moore says there is a step residents can take called an overlay, which she describes as a zoning overlay on top of the current zoning.
And in the case of the neighborhood that's off Holloman near the Lincoln Center, that was done to sort of look at the types of structures and the size of the structures being built, making sure that they are of the same size and the same type of structure as the ones that are existing on the street already, to sort of make sure that it has the same look and feel of all the other homes.
Moore says the Glen Haven neighborhood off University Drive also has an overlay. More information on the process is online at cstx.gov/planning. Friday was the last day to file bills in the Texas legislature, but as things move forward, the budget gap between the House and the Senate remains large.
The budget process is tough. There is a big gap, and it's going to be settled in conference committee later on in April, May time frame. So now's the time for us to identify those priorities.
State Representative Kyle Cassell says a conference committee has already put a floor on the rainy day fund, which would allow them to utilize down to $7.5 billion. Cassell says he looks at it from the standpoint of the hiring freeze that's in effect.
I had some visitor to hear from the Hay Estate Supported Living Center yesterday, and they have a high turnover of nurses in Mahia at that state supported living center, and they're not allowed to hire back. So you got an 80 nurse population to serve that community, and now you're down to 40 because of folks changing jobs, and they have a hiring freeze. So
Cassell says there are a lot of problems and emergency items in this budget that are affecting agencies across the state. The attorney for a Fort Worth man set to die for killing a father and his infant son in 1987 says no last day appeals are likely to try to stop the punishment. Texas prison officials in Huntsville are to give 61-year-old James Bigby a lethal injection this evening for fatally shooting 26-year-old Michael Treckle and suffocating Treckle's 4-month-old son, Jason, on Christmas Eve 1987 at their Arlington home. The Texas Senate passes 4 pro-police bills in a resolution unanimously in honor of the 5 fallen officers killed last July in Dallas. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the idea came to him as he attended the funerals.
We wanted to make a strong statement of support, not just in a gesture, but in actually passing legislations that will impact a family and impact the officers and help protect them.
The bills would improve body armor, extend property tax relief for the families of fallen officers, have Texas enter the National Blue Alert System, and make July 7th Fallen Law Enforcement Officer Day. And a bizarre bill in the state legislature would allow Texas hunters to float in hot air balloons to get the jump on feral hogs. Gene Richardson with the Texas Farm Bureau says the wild animals cause about $52 million in damage a year, tearing up farms.
People throw around the number 2.5 million feral hogs in the state, and as high as, I've heard numbers as high as 5 million. So there's a lot of hogs in the state.
But he doubts this will have a big effect. The hogs, he says, are smart and hide on watersheds that are managed by the federal government. That means no hunting. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 41 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
March is National Social Work Month, a time to recognize the contributions of social workers in our lives. Social workers are an integral part of the services at Hospice Brazos Valley. Terminal illness brings complex problems besides the illness itself. Social workers walk alongside patients and families through their end-of-life journeys, guiding them through uncertainty and change, bringing them closer to new life, growth, and renewal. With the advent of spring, Hospice Brazos Valley can't think of a better time to honor the sacred profession of social work. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Good morning. It's 7:38. Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Check some weather out there as the sun is rising. It is sunrise right now. Weather is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office located on Harvey Road. That's the folks, Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here are the numbers.
Mostly sunny skies are expected across the area today, with a high temperature getting up into the middle 60s. Clear skies tonight, lows will drop back into the upper 40s. Sunshine and some afternoon clouds on Wednesday, high near 70. Becoming partly to mostly cloudy Wednesday night, lows will only drop back into the middle 50s. And mostly cloudy and breezy on Thursday, with scattered showers developing, highs will get up into the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to be talking about the NCAA Women's Tournament. The Aggies heading to their 12th straight NCAA berth, all under head coach Gary Blair. We'll hear from him in just a little bit, as well as the baseball team taking on a familiar foe in the University of Texas. They head to Austin tonight to play the Longhorns at Dish Falk Stadium at 6:30. Broadcast will be over on the Zone. Softball in action as well against Memphis. And Baylor just can't seem to stay out of trouble. We'll talk a little bit about that and more coming up in sports.
So the temperature goes down 2 degrees.
Yep.
But the chill factor goes up 1 degree.
Okay.
That's a little odd.
All right.
I guess that means the wind laid down a little bit. Anyway, the chill factor is 38. The air temperature is 41.
My aunt lives in upstate New York. Well, a lot of my family does, but I had her send some pictures this morning, and it's really, really pretty, but it looks very, very snowy.
Yeah, that's winter up there.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick, Reeves, you being a Syracuse grad as well, have you been following the basketball team at all, the men's basketball team?
I mean, I saw that they made it to the NIT.
So,
that was a positive way to spend that.
Well, Jim Boeheim has never been, he's the head men's basketball coach, has never been afraid to let his opinions be known.
Right.
And right after the ACC tournament, whenever they lost up in New York, he made mention of Greensboro, North Carolina, which is where the ACC offices are and where they typically hold the ACC or the ACC tournament. And he basically said there is absolutely nothing worth of value in Greensboro
for
the ACC. He put the whole town of Greensboro on blast.
Yikes.
The first round of the NIT tournament, guess who he's playing?
Oh,
UNC Greensboro.
Oh, how fun. Where are they playing?
Oh, man.
I'm not sure.
They're a top seed. Yeah, that's true. I have no idea because I forgot that they're all neutral sites.
Yeah.
So.
No, they're playing at Syracuse because NIT, with the NIT bracket,
they'll host.
Yeah, the higher seed will always host.
Okay.
Until you get to the Final Four,
gotcha,
which is in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And
okay.
We'll be watching that closely.
Oh yeah, very.
Yeah.
Okay. Very. I filled out my bracket.
Okay.
Already.
It's tonight at 7 o'clock. By the way, on ESPN.
Okay. Well, we probably won't do it today, but tomorrow we'll do the academic Final Four.
Oh, all right.
Sorry, academic Scott. Final I didn't mean four. To ruin your segment.
It's no, you didn't. No, it's just it's a matter of. We've got so much stuff because we have all this food thing we have to do.
Oh, yes.
Today is National Potato Chip Day, and we kind of discussed how they had unusual flavors, and apparently they're at it again.
Yes. So Lay's is doing a contest, and it's called the Do Us a Flavor, the Pitch Contest.
All right.
And it's actually, guys, I'm so glad we're talking about this today because it is only open for 5 more days.
Oh.
The deadline to submit your flavor is March 19th. Now, voting and all of that won't happen for a while, and this summer they'll do some stuff. But you have to submit your flavor by March 19th. Now, here are some examples of some flavors that people have submitted so far.
Right. And
let me know if this is something you'd be interested
in. One of the cool things that Lay's does is they generate a bag, if you will,
right,
that has a little logo, and then it has the name of it. So that's on the website. It's kind of cool. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Sandy submitted caramel apple and peanut butter.
Okay. No. Now, is this in lieu of salt?
I guess they must. Now, you know, salted caramel is definitely
that's a
popular thing, but caramel apple and peanut butter, I mean, that's pretty sweet. I don't see much saltiness
Sounds
in that one.
Sounds delicious.
All right.
Well, let's see. Tracy submitted the Italian Hero Sub.
Okay.
All right. Rachel submitted Cheesy Pesto Chicken.
Okay.
This one would be interesting and many people would hate. Rosemarie submitted Candy Corn.
Oh, no. No.
Candy corn potato chips.
No.
What about cheesy blooming onion?
Ooh.
A little better.
Okay, a little better. Now, this one's interesting as well. Sweet corn on the cob. I mean, I'm a fan of kettle corn, and that's what kind of ring, you know, comes to mind when I think of sweet corn on the cob as well. But I don't know.
Not sure.
Okay, here's another sweet one. French toast with powdered sugar.
My teeth are on edge.
Yeah, okay.
That just, I don't know.
Yeah, now here's one that I know all of us Texans can get on board with.
Okay.
Jalapenos ranch.
Oh, yeah, no, that'd probably
that sounds
work.
Delicious.
That'd probably
yeah.
work. That'd
yeah,
probably work.
Yeah. So here's a couple more. Bacon and egg cheese burrito. Italian sausage and peppers, spicy sauerkraut, fiesta ranch, tofu.
No.
Bacon and eggs.
Okay.
Southern really? Treat. I'm not sure what that flavor
yeah,
entails.
It's a mystery flavor.
Yeah, it doesn't really give a description. It just says Southern Treat.
How do they?
So,
I'm just wondering how they end up putting things together to make these flavors, because
well,
obviously it's not natural.
That's the deal, is for the flavor scientists at Lay's to come up with this stuff.
Yeah.
That's where your challenge is. And
there's some evil genius in the Lay's factory trying to concoct the right formula to make these flavors.
So when you submit your flavor, you submit your flavor name, and then you choose your ingredients, and they have like a ton of ingredients to choose from, and then you can choose up to three ingredients, so they don't let you just like go ham on it and put whatever. But there's stuff like cotton candy, empanadas, juniper, pancakes. I mean, there is literally a huge dictionary of flavors. So if you're interested in submitting, dousaflavor.com.
Now,
you can go and submit your own.
On the landing page, there are two flavors. Is that a competition between those two, or are those just examples?
I think those are just examples.
Okay.
And then what
all
they
right.
do is that you can go to the inspiration gallery, and that's when you can see, or where you can see what other people have submitted.
Got it.
And and if you win, you can win up to $1 million.
Hey, that'd
all
be
right,
okay.
Working on it.
Well, while we're doing food, it's time for Would You Rather.
Ooh,
Would
I love this.
You Rather.
Okay.
So we got five pretty much impossible Would You Rathers on food.
All right.
Would you rather eat, would you rather give up chocolate or give up candy forever?
Okay. Give up candy.
Give up chocolate or give
so
up candy.
We're talking like hard candy, like Jolly Ranchers,
I think
that
everything.
Sort of thing?
Yeah. 73% of the people would give up candy.
Mm-hmm.
Over chocolate. Yeah.
27%.
Chocolate's involved in way too many other things.
Yeah.
Would it's
you
just delicious.
Rather give up pizza or pasta forever?
Oh.
Pasta.
Yeah, I think I'd have to go with pasta.
55% said pasta.
No.
Would you rather have to eat everything hot or everything cold?
Cold.
I don't know.
Because some things still taste good cold.
They do.
Cold pizza,
right.
Cold chicken.
No, you're very right.
So,
yeah.
So even though you really crave something hot sometimes,
yeah.
I think you're going to have more options if you have to eat everything cold.
Hot ice cream.
That's fair to look at it that mm-hmm. way. That's kind of thinking through it. Anyway, 67% said hot.
Okay.
Would you rather give up fruit or vegetables?
Fruit.
Really?
Well, yes,
okay.
Just because I eat a lot more vegetables.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like
yeah,
fruit.
Yeah,
I like fruit.
Right.
That's more from a health conscious
yeah,
standpoint.
What if you eat neither? That's
six. Yes. Okay. Well, yeah. Where's beer fitting there?
Yeah.
67% said vegetables. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather eat the exact same thing every day or never be able to eat the same thing twice?
In your entire life.
In your entire
well,
life. Would you rather eat the exact same thing every day or never eat the same thing
I
twice?
I would rather never eat the same thing twice because, I mean, that sounds like a cool, you know,
okay.
foodie
right.
thing to do.
Yeah, and then you're even if you only get to eat this amazing thing once.
Yeah.
It's special.
But you're not having to eat the same thing over and over
or
again.
Or if you have that horrible thing, you know you'll only eat it once.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Good point.
66% said they would go with the variety. So
yeah.
There you go. That's your would you rather for today.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway I-6 and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Mom, you play a pivotal role in your teen daughter's life. There's a lot of things you have to juggle, but that daughter probably feels most comfortable coming to you for advice. And the most important skill you're going to need is to be a good listener. One of the first steps is to be available to your daughter as much as possible. A teenager's emotions can be, well, unpredictable. Your daughter may not always want to talk when it's most convenient for you. She may open up in the morning or maybe late at night. It's best to take advantage of her willingness to talk while she's in the mood. Most of the time, moms can take a few minutes from whatever they're doing. Make eye contact and listen to your daughter. Equally as important is letting her say what's on her mind without interruption, and that can be tough. She may want to talk about a bad day at school or trouble with friends. Whatever it is, don't finish her sentences or try to talk her out of what she's feeling, even if it doesn't make any sense to you at all. That'll make her shut down emotionally, and she might not be so quick to open up to you the next time she needs to talk. Of course, you'll probably want to offer your daughter some advice, and that's okay. Make sure you listen first. And in most cases, even more than advice, she needs to be heard. To help your relationship with your daughter thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at National Credit Advisor can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-932-7559 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-932-7559. That's 1-800-932-7559. Again, 1-800-932-7559.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M women's basketball has been selected to its 12th straight NCAA tournament and will kick off its run Saturday, March 18th in Los Angeles against the University of Pennsylvania. Here's Coach Gary Blair on the Aggs postseason future.
If we're able to get lucky and keep winning, you go to Bridgeport, Connecticut. So we're going to get some frequent flyer miles. And then to go back home to Dallas Final Four, I've got it written down. I just got to figure out how we can play. But I'm excited about being in this region. A few years ago when we were at Nebraska, we played Connecticut in Elite Eight. This time, if we can get by regional, you'd play them in the Sweet 16. But right now, this team is all about winning against Penn.
Coach Blair and the Aggs enter the 64-team tournament as a 5 seed in the Bridgeport Regional as an at-large selection. They'll face Penn Saturday at 8 p.m. Central. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. The Aggie men's golf team climbed one rung on the leaderboard Monday at the Bandon Dunes Championship, owning a tie for 4th place among the 16-team field after 36 holes of competition. Junior Cameron Champ leads the Aggs on the individual leaderboard in 4th place at 4 under par. The third and final round of play gets underway later on this morning in Oregon.
12th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie baseball is back on the field tonight, taking its five-game win streak on the road to Austin to face Old Big 12 foe Texas. Coach Rob Childers says it's always a showdown when the two longtime rivals meet.
It's a great rivalry, and we're looking forward to it. There are going to be a lot of people in the stands, and we need to continue to play well, and that'll be a great challenge. And, you know, that's the biggest thing. I mean, we need to play well, you know, looking at just in the starting SEC play next weekend.
Tonight marks the 368th meeting between the two teams, with Texas leading the series 237 to 125 to go along with five ties. First pitch is at 6:30 at Dish Falk Field. Pregame begins at 6 over on the Zone. The 5th-ranked Aggie softball team is on the road this evening as well, taking on Memphis in the Bluff City. The Maroon and White are 21-2 overall and coming off a series victory over Mississippi State. First pitch is at 5:30 on Willie, 1550. KWTX 10 in Waco reports that Baylor Associate Director for Football Operations DeMarco Butler has been dismissed over inappropriate text messages. Butler was just hired by the university last month. Now, while he was let go because of inappropriate texts to a teenager, a school official indicated they were sent to the teen, who was an adult under Texas statute. Butler is the second person hired under new head football coach Matt Rule, who the school has terminated. Brandon Washington, Rule's newly hired assistant strength and conditioning coach, was fired after he was arrested in a prostitution sting in early February. The San Antonio Spurs are now tied with Golden State for the best record in the NBA. Kawhi Leonard scored 31 points in his return from a concussion as the Spurs topped the Atlanta Hawks last night, 107-99. Now with the win, San Antonio improves to 52-14 on the year and is tied with the Warriors for the top seed in the Western Conference. North of the border, DeMar DeRozan put up 25 points and the Toronto Raptors downed the shorthanded Dallas Mavericks 100-78 last night. Excuse me, getting just choked up thinking about it. Mavs starting forward Wesley Matthews was forced to leave the game in the first half with a strained calf. He joined fellow big man Nerlens Noel, who was sidelined with a knee injury. Out on the ice, the Dallas Stars look to break out of a two-game slump this evening as they travel to Edmonton to take on the Oilers. The puck drops at 8 o'clock. And the first two play-in games of the NCAA Men's Tournament are tonight in Dayton, Ohio. Mount St. Mary's meets New Orleans at 5:40, and Kansas State and Wake Forest duke it out at 8:10. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Whether you're in need of toolboxes, towing hitches, bed covers, grill guards, headache racks, winches, or any other item to customize your truck or SUV, Texas Truck Riggins has it, along with an experienced, knowledgeable staff that takes great pride in providing professional installation that's second to none.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
It's the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley. Doctors Craig and Tracy Skasta are teaming up to offer complete dental and eye care in one place. Come check out the new space and make an appointment. Here you have access to the only board-certified dentist in the area for orofacial pain, including dental appliance therapy for sleep apnea. Opening spring of 2017, Skasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry in the Crescent Point Business Park near Momentum Bank. Two important checkups, one great location. Skasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry.
At Sioux Falls Prater, you are able to get into a work hard, play hard John Deere Gator for less than you might expect. Right now, get a Gator XUV 560i for as low as $82.99. It's engineered for any terrain and every task with a powerful engine, rock-solid stability, and true Gator grit. Get the John Deere you've always wanted at Sioux Falls Prater. Stop by one of our locations or visit cptractor.com.
offer ends 5/1/17. Prices subject to change. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Newstar 1620 WTAW. Couple of minutes till the Infomaniacs. We've already had our update on April today, and
yep.
One of the things we were discussing is it's cold up in the Northeast this morning.
Mm-hmm.
What about the chickens? The chickens.
Think of the chickens. At Fuller Village Retirement Home in Milton gets together and knits sweaters, but the sweater recipients aren't grandkids; they're chickens. Certain breeds housed in a nearby estate are from tropical climates and just can't deal with the Northeast winters. So knitters like Libby Kaplan make them little sweaters. Even she wasn't sure about it at first.
When they said they were going to make the sweaters for the chickens, I thought it was the most foolish thing I ever heard in my life.
But estate spokeswoman Erica Max says it's helping.
But we have seen a sudden increase in our egg production since these sweaters have gone on.
A lot of love from a little barnyarn. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Barnyarn, I heard that.
Just Google it, y'all. Just Google it.
Really?
It is so cute.
Cute.
And tasty.
Yeah. Do all the sweaters look alike? Or are they
Of course they're in different patterns
like
and colors.
Argyle sweaters.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, Chelsea will be sharing that with her friends today. Look, it's sweaters for chickens.
Oh, here's some with Mickey Mouse.
Oh, all
See?
Right. There you go.